Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, "Where are you going?" And he said to me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length." So what's your measure? Do you suppose that we could even measure all the different directions, the widths and lengths that all of your minds migrate at such a question? But what is your measure? An honest answer would have to admit that we don't know our own limits. We don't know what we're going to end up doing, where we're going to end up going, what horizons we might reach, what depths we might fall into, what glory we might achieve. And you know what? We cannot plan anything to its fulfillment when we can't measure it. If we don't have the measure of abilities, opportunities, and length of life, as well as all our other limits, how can we plan where it's going to go? Man sets great limits for himself, and the whole building collapses in upon itself. He sets insignificant limits for himself in his fear, and fails to use what he's been given. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. We not only can't plan, we can't build to fulfillment something of which we don't know the measure. How can you lay a foundation for a building if you can't measure its dimensions? How can we lay the foundation for our life if we don't know its limits? And when man tries to measure his own limits, the actual measurements end up far short of any of his dreams. How can we plan to build what we cannot measure? Jesus has your measure. In our text, Jesus is measuring his temple. And that includes you. And he's measuring it with unbounded limits. Jesus is measuring you as his temple, verse 4 tells us, as a town without walls. Now, the people of Zechariah's day would have objected to that. We can't have any safety or security. We can't have any foundation or future without walls. Where's our protection? But in Jesus, you have unbounded limits. You're unbounded by space, time, and matter. Unbounded by sin, death, and the devil. Unbounded by your own lack of abilities, opportunities, or length of life. For Jesus says to you, all things that you lack, I am. I am your truth. I am your way. I am your life. The Lord was speaking through Zechariah to encourage the people that had come back from the Babylonian captivity to rebuild the temple to which Jesus would come. Yes, he has revealed that his kingdom is hidden in a hollow, in a ravine, among the myrtle trees, so the might and the wisdom of man doesn't even see it often, or considers it insignificant, and they are superior And yet Jesus is not limited by any of the Machiavellian manipulations of man. Verse 5, "For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire around you." Now, that's security. He's commanding all the reconnaissance troops of the Lord, moving throughout the world, to control everything for the quiet rest of His people. He wants to rule in your heart through His Word, to measure out to you forgiveness that surpasses all your sins, to measure to you life that surpasses the sting of death, to measure to you comfort that surpasses all of your afflictions, to measure to you abilities, opportunities, and life, so that Isaiah 40 promises, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint." Notice also Jesus measures His temple with universal horizons. The Lord declares that He will bring the believers together to make His temple. Verse 6, "From the east and from the west, from the north and the south." Verse 7, He's going to even break down the walls of those who would oppress them to bring His people to His temple. And verse 9, "My temple shall include My children from all nations." He's brought you from the east and from the west. And whether you go to the north or to the south, He wants you to carry His measuring with you, to show its width and its length, so that verse 11, "Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become My people." Jesus measures His temple with unrivaled glory. Verse 5, "I will be the glory in her midst." Verse 10, "Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in the midst of you, says the Lord." The small remnant that gathered at that temple they built in Jerusalem then, just as you, this small remnant, are a part of that temple that Jesus is measuring, saying of you, "I am the glory in your midst." When man tries to measure himself by himself, he always reaches that absolute limit. Sin encloses us like a coffin, so all our horizons are sealed in death, and our glory crumbles to dust. But what does Jesus say? Verse 8, "You are the apple of My eye." You know, we have a stronger instinct to protect our eye than probably anything. We jump and jerk out of the way. We quickly close our eyes at any threat towards our eye. And what does Jesus say? Listen again, verse 8. "For thus says the Lord of hosts, He who touches you touches the apple of My eye." Jesus will jerk heaven and earth to work all things for your good, according to His good purpose. Jesus has measured His temple, verse 12, to make you His own possession. He paid the full price to buy you. out of sin's death. He burst open that coffin of death that sealed us in. He's bestowed upon you the inheritance of His eternal glory. Yes, Jesus has your measure. In Him, your measure is unbounded limits, universal horizons, unrivaled glory. On that you can build every day of your life. Verse 13, be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for He has aroused from His holy habitation. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 465, stanzas 1 and 4. 465, 1 and 4.